Some of the things that are happening, again, a little fewer, but we'll mention these. It is a chance for you to have a, it's called Time for a Conversation. It's the Women of Color's virtual event featuring a panel of individuals who have lived similar experiences with relating to alopecia and vitiligo. And it's chaired by one of our broadcasters from our sister station, KISS 107.1, and Vicki Hill, who does the gospel program. And she'll have a panel discussion. This is going to be on Facebook, and it can be accessed through the Facebook pages of KISS 107 and our sister stations, The Moose and Magic, as well as or Mix, as well as WSGW. So that'll be happening today on the Facebook page. So hopefully you have a chance to enjoy that with the Women of Colors event, virtual, as we say. A reminder that the Children's Zoo at Celebration Square is now open, 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. daily. Great way to spend some time during the Memorial Day weekend. Go to SaginawZoo.com for official hours and information, SaginawZoo.com. For that matter, the Marshall Fredericks Museum reminds you that the works from 12 artists from around the globe titled Tradition Interrupted continues through June 18th. So that's something you can enjoy. MarshallFredericks.org for information on that. MarshallFredericks.org. Tonight and or today and tomorrow, presentations that you can enjoy with the Delta College Planetarium. Life Under the Arctic Sky today between 2 and 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Tomorrow from 2 till 3, The Secrets of Gravity. And then from 3:30 till 4:30, The Search for Life in Space. All with the Delta College Planetarium. Tickets go on sale an hour before showtime right at the planetarium. And always $7 for adults, $5 for seniors, kids, Delta students, military also getting in for the $5 charge. We have the Saginaw Art Museum tomorrow, which continues to have the gardening work done. If you're able to help out with the Charles A. Platt Gardens at the Saginaw Art Museum, that's the official name, you don't need to have a green thumb. Master gardeners are always on hand to help you get going in the right direction, teach you everything you need to know. All ages and abilities are welcome. There's always something you can do if you can volunteer. Again, the help in the garden tomorrow, Saturday, May 28th. Go to SaginawArtMuseum.org to find out more. SaginawArtMuseum.org. The Temple Theater on Sunday plans to show a movie, The Goonies. And it's part of the Saginaw Silver Screen series. And you can enjoy that at 2 o'clock. Doors will open at 1 o'clock and then 2 o'clock for the showing of the movies. Again, The Goonies this weekend at the Temple Theater in Saginaw. That's on Sunday, of course. And we remind you that the Ecumenical Food Pantry at First Presbyterian Church in Saginaw once again has its Wednesday food giveaway. 110 boxes of food and personal items are given away on a first-come, first-served basis every Wednesday. It's at the corner of Court and Webster in Saginaw. You just show up, and the Ecumenical Food Pantry at First Presbyterian Church in Saginaw will take care of you. Again, first come, first serve, this coming Wednesday, 10 a.m., corner of Court and Webster in Saginaw. And it is Memorial Day weekend, and we trust you will recognize and remember and honor what Memorial Day is all about. As much as family and friends will gather, traveling, and all the other festive opportunities that we might enjoy. We enjoy because of what all the servicemen and women have done in our history, and that's what the true honor is about. A lot of communities will have ways to honor Memorial Day, and we hope that you'll have a chance to partake in your local gathering. In Saginaw, we will be involved in the Saginaw Pride Memorial Day Parade on Monday at 11 o'clock. The parade goes along Washington, starting at Janes, going along Washington to the Saginaw County Veterans Memorial Plaza, which is located at Hoyt Park, for a noontime ceremony. But during the parade, we hope that you'll listen and look for WSGW. Dave and I will be in the broadcast van with some appropriate patriotic music playing, we trust. And we'll look for you, we'll look for the parade wave, and we'll all have a good time, knowing that we're having that good time again because of the honorings of what Memorial Day is all about. Again, other communities will have honors and remembrances and recognitions. We focus on the parade in Saginaw, as our participation will be there. Since we're talking about Memorial Day, reminder, special programming on Monday between 9 and noon. We'll, in place of the Art Lewis Show and Terry Haney's Farm Show, we'll have a CBS special. Gil Gross is your host as he takes a look at Memorial Day with some of the special stories, which what makes Memorial Day, but also some of the lighter stories, too, of, well, about people who are looking forward to getting into the summer season with travel and cookouts and things like that. So it's kind of a nice mixture of the programming that we'll have for you on Monday, Memorial Day itself, 9 till noon, on both 100.5 and 790. And reminder, on Monday, there'll be an afternoon Tigers game for the holiday. It's going to be a 1250 broadcast on 790 News Radio WSGW. Some of the events, some of the activities as we're heading into the weekend of things that are going on.